from the New York Civil Liberties Union of the Capital District.
Woo!
All right, Melanie.
The start with criminal justice reforms that will take place on January 1st finally acknowledged that money bail is corrupt, inequitable, and unfair. In addition, the reforms acknowledge that court practices that allow prosecutors to keep basic information about their cases from defendants is inherently unjust. When it comes to bail, the size of people's wallets shouldn't determine whether they can await their court date at home or stay locked up in jail. Those who are rich should not be the only ones to be presumed innocent before trial.
That's right.
On January 1st, we should see a significantly reduced reliance on money to determine a person's liberty. Opponents of these reforms have stoked unnecessary fears by suggesting that we must detain people based on an inability to pay bail in order to keep people safe. This is not a form of justice, nor is it a pathway to safety. Rather, this has only placed our human rights, and civil liberties more in jeopardy, not to mention people's lives. Listing the charges that will no longer qualify for cash bail to scare people is deceptive because it suggests that people charged with the offenses are not being released today. To be clear, under current bail law, anyone charged with such offenses are already going home if they're rich enough to afford bail. Yes. This is a textbook example of how the rich walk while the poor linger in jail. Right. Mm-hmm. We should not heed to those who insist that this is justice or necessary for safety. The current bail laws are deeply discriminatory. In our bail report that the Civil Liberties Union produced last year, we found that white New Yorkers are nearly twice as likely as black New Yorkers to be released on the same day that their bail is set. This means that the majority of people incarcerated pretrial in Albany County just in 2010 to 2014 were disproportionately people of color. All of them were legally innocent, not convicted of any crimes, yet they faced the risk of losing their jobs, housing, even custody of their children.
That's right. It's not all right.
Because they could not afford to make bail. This is what the new bail law will fix. On January 1st, we're also glad to see changes in our discovery practices go into full effect. New York's criminal discovery practices for decades left defendants in the dark about evidence that might exonerate them, reduce their punishment, or at least give them a fair shot in their defense. But on January 1st, defendants will be able to fairly consider their options, build a legal strategy, and make informed decisions on whether or not they want to forfeit their right to a trial. They will no longer be confronted at trial by surprise witnesses or unanticipated information. Not only will the new discovery law finally bring New York into step with modern court procedures, but it will also bring common sense, fairness to our court procedures. Most of the country, including our neighbors in Massachusetts, practices open discovery. They figured out how to implement it best to protect individuals' access to basic case information. No New Yorker should be forced to make decisions about their rights and their circumstances without knowing basic information about their case. Remember, when you're talking about bail and discovery reform, you're talking about people who have not been convicted of anything. They are supposed to be innocent until proven guilty for a reason. Delaying or tainting these reforms will have consequences. In the name of our human rights, justice, civil rights, and civil liberties, we must move forward with implementation.
Yes.
We happen to be standing here in the city of Troy. Is it not the police?
Come on, Jay.
That we have to worry about when we consider dangerousness.
Come on, Jamaica.
But it's not the DA that's prosecuting the police when they shoot, harm, injure, or murder our people in the streets. So if our district attorneys want to consider dangerousness,
That's right.
Have no further place to look than the police department that hands them people on the daily.
That ain't right.
That's right.
If our DAs want to do the right thing, be sure to prosecute those that are murdering our community members in the name of justice. And to speak more about the harm that's been caused, and to have that message from someone that is living in this community right here in Troy, that's been a part of Justice for Dummy and ensuring that there's a continuing fight going forward that has never dropped, not once. Justice for Dummy has stood strong in the city of Troy. And so I am honored to be able to have Luz Benbow come up and speak. Woo! Yeah. Woo!
Yes. Woo! Thank you. Well, my name is Luz Marquez Benbow, and I'm an adult survivor of childhood sexual abuse, rape, and incest, all between the ages of 7 and 15. And for the last 20 years, I've devoted my life to ending violence against women, not just in the state, but nationally. And I'm here to say, then not in my name and not in our name as crime survivors will you continue to hold people who've not even been convicted of a crime in jails just because they're poor. Not in our name and not in my name will you continue to target poor Black and Latino communities who are unable to pay and let free criminals who can pay. Not in my name will we continue to talk about ending violence against women and other crimes by thinking that jails and courthouses and law enforcement is actually going to end these crimes. If we are to prevent violence against women and child sexual abuse, then you have to invest in communities right here in Rensselaer County, right here in Troy, New York, and particularly for Black and Latino and poor communities. Not in my name and not in our names as survivors, especially those of us who represent the most harm and the least help, those of us who are Black and Latino and poor communities who are used as pawns to target our communities by holding unfair racist and classist systems, by stalling bail reform and speaking out against us. Not in my name and not in our name do I stand here as a member, a founding member of Justice for Damique and Justice for Essence Thevenin. Will I allow you to harm the Thevenin family and the mom as you claim that you would have handled the murder differently while you were running for your campaign and now you're not doing anything to prevent the next murder that could happen to police violence and the continued disrespect of our communities. And so not in our name will you continue to do that. Thank you.
Yeah. And I have as my guest Jamaica Miles, one of the organizers of the event today. And Jamaica, tell us something about this event.
Tonight we came out on Human Rights Day because what better day to celebrate the release of innocent people and their humanity than on Human Rights Day. And these new pre-trial laws that go into effect on January 1st are historic in nature and deserve celebrating.
Now, Jamaica, I know been on television, some of the politicians talking about they're against this, but is this going to be a law that they can't do anything about?
I've got to say, it's already a law, right? This is something that goes into effect on January 1st. And this is something we fought for years. There are advocates and impacted people and allies from across the state. There is no turning back now. We will not be denied.
So with those politicians or legislators who talking against this law, they're just spinning their wheels.
They are absolutely not just spinning their wheels. They are preparing for the fear-mongering that we see from other elected officials, those that are not quite so popular in the state of New York. So when Donald Trump stands up there and says, those people and be afraid, we hear some of those same legislators talk about, we don't want to be like Donald Trump. But today, they're standing up and doing the same thing and using the same tactics as a man they say they want nothing to do with.
Now, so come January 1st, are you going to have another event? You preparing something? Or?
That's actually a great idea. I want to take it back and talk to people and see what they think. Like a big homecoming, a welcome home, if it's not January 1st, but sometime in January to really celebrate the reuniting of people with their communities, families being together, and no longer individuals being in jail just because they can't afford bail.
I hear that, and I know in New York there's a lot of people that are in jail can't get the bail. Because you can't get the bail, that's one thing that there are a lot of people of color make pleas, and even though they're not guilty, right?
Absolutely. The fact that people are railroaded every single day into making plea deals because they're afraid of staying inside those horrible conditions, and let's be real, our jails are not someplace anyone wants to be. People have died in our county jails, and so we need to make sure that we get those people out of there and ensure that they're no longer feeling the pressure to take a plea deal even when they're innocent.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jamaica.
Thank you.